The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is raining outside, and there's some traffic issues heading on to the spillway from Kenner, heading out to Laplace. Different accidents, so be aware of that. Highs of 68 today, about a 70% chance for showers today and tomorrow. Then a front comes through. Lows in the 50s to 60s for the next couple of days. Highs in the lower 70s. So that'll be a nice respite. Kind of fall-ish, not quite fall-like. And then we're back to the 80s by the weekend, no real cold Arctic blast, jacket weather, anything like that coming. But be careful today, and remember, you got to have, obviously, I hope you got the lights on now because it's still dark, but if your windshield wipers are on, by state law, you're supposed to have your headlights on as well. David Schultz joins us now, professor of political science at Hamline University. Good morning, David. How are you?
I am doing well, and I hope you're well, too.
I am. You know, it's funny how politics makes for strange bedfellows, because if you had given me a crystal ball back in the day of the debates in 2016, I guess it was, with Donald Trump and little Marco Rubio and hand size and all of this foolishness that was going on, to think that, okay, let's fast forward 2024, Donald Trump's going to name Marco Rubio to be Secretary of State. I don't think I'd have seen that coming. You?
I didn't either. When I saw the headline yesterday, I wiped my glasses off and reread it and said, am I reading this correctly or something like that? I mean, I did not see that coming whatsoever. I'm looking at some of his other appointments. Yeah, I could see Elise Stefanik for a couple of things.
Sure.
But Marco Rubio, completely out of the ballpark in terms of something that I would have seen.
Talk about Kristi Noem as Director of Homeland Security. I can see that, because these are all Trump loyalists, and we all know that the president-elect favors, I think it's fair to say, loyalty above all else. Accurate?
I think it's very accurate that which also explains why Nikki Haley, at least for now, I think, isn't going to be in his administration, because she made the big mistake of challenging him during the primary. But I could still see a scenario where he picks her for something. But I think you're right. Basically, loyalty over all us.
Let's talk about the picks that the president-elect has made so far, at least the things he's indicating. And I guess first, David, let's take a step back and talk about a president, any president, picking their cabinet and who has say over that, or given the party in control and all that stuff.
Well, first off, remember that the people who are in the cabinet do have to be confirmed by the Senate. I mean, the Constitution requires senior level people to be appointed. There's a process for that. But generally, before we get to the formality issue here, it's usually presidents are going to pick people who appease particular constituencies or interest groups, you know. And so if, for example, you know, you're indebted to, I don't know, Silicon Valley, or you're indebted to, I don't know, let's say if you're a Democrat, the educational establishment, you pick people, you know, who sort of both align with your ideology and at the same time align with the pressure from particular interest groups. Trump is sort of doing that, I think, right now, too, in terms of picking people who are loyal and seem to be aligning with where he seems to want to be on a variety of issues.
And this is not just with President-elect Trump. This is any president. During the whole campaign process, sometimes cabinet positions are kind of it's understood that if you give me your support, you'll get this?
Exactly. This is the, you know, what's that phrase they use? Quid pro quo. Yeah. You do this for me, I'll do that for you. This is kind of the quid pro quo. So even though you technically can't like bribe somebody or pay somebody or give them something of value, you know, to endorse your campaign, you can sort of implicitly do that and say, listen, Bobby Kennedy Jr., endorse me, and there might very well be a position in my cabinet for you. Or they don't even have to go that far and actually say that. It's just kind of what understood.
Who is Trump's former Secretary of State? That surprised me. Mike Pompeo?
It was Pompeo was, I think, the last one. The first one, God, what was his name now? He was the person... Oh, my God. He was the now I'm blanking on it. Wasn't he the oil person?
Rex Tillerson. Tim Tillerson.
Because he lasted, what, about not even a year or something like that, if I remember correctly. And Pompeo was eventually the Secretary of State. It was his chief of staff that he went through a pile of those.
But Pompeo did he do anything that Trump could have portrayed as disloyal or interpreted as disloyal?
He has been, let's say, not 100% loyal. And I think Trump generally is a, you know, 100% or nothing person here. And I think Pompeo in the last few weeks made a few critical comments about Trump. I just can't remember what they were off the top of my head. But certainly he wants a circle of people even more loyal than he had the first time.
Let's talk about cabinet positions and influence and how, to me, I see some people getting spun up about this or about that, but you don't have to be a cabinet official to have an influence on Donald Trump or any president. All you have to do is have his or her ear, right?
That's absolutely correct there, that many presidents throughout time have had, you know, the informal advisors who they turn to, who are not part of the cabinet. Maybe they're just considered what, presidential advisors, and have lots of influence. I mean, we could go so far as to say that for many presidents, certainly not all of them, many presidents, their most important unofficial advisor has been their wife. I mean, we know going back over time, you know, whether it's the Roosevelts or, you know, Obama, so forth like that. I'm just trying to think of a variety of places here.
Reagan.
I was going to say Nancy Reagan. I was just blanking. Nancy Reagan. They've had important observations or comments. I mean, the second George Bush, and the first George Bush, both their wives seem to have had some influence. And it's not to be surprised. You know, not a surprise there that for most of us, you know, who are married, we oftentimes discuss, you know, certain things and bounce them off of our partners. And we've developed those relationships. We have friends that we talk to. So in our private life, we have all types of informal connections. And what would surprise us, or why should we be surprised that the president wouldn't have a bunch of informal connections or people that person trusts?
But that being said, as far as we know, Melania Trump has not really involved herself in politics, or has she? What do we know?
It does not look like it at this point that she, you know, unless I missed something during the campaign, I don't think she was out campaigning for him at all. Now, somebody wants to like, call in or text in and say, yeah, she was here such and such. But I don't recall her being out there in the same way that, for example, Harris's husband was out there campaigning, or even J.D. Vance's wife, I think, was out there a little bit like stumping for her husband. And in the past, we oftentimes do see the president's, president's wives are out there campaigning. But I think she has been singularly quiet. Again, if somebody remembers something out there, but I don't remember anything. Do you?
No, but that being said, I guess, you know, you never know what goes on in a residence between a couple. Who knows what's doing what? I was just curious about that. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. Yeah. David Schultz, our guest, professor of political science at Hamline University, talking about what President-elect Trump's cabinet could look like. 621 Traffic Now, WWL.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, also a professor of law. David, you know, I was wondering, what happened to Ivanka and who's her husband?
Jared Kushner?
Jared Kushner, where have they been? I have not really seen them on a campaign, have you?
I did not either, and I think I saw a piece the other day that indicated that Jared Kushner has said he's not interested in any position in the Trump administration whatsoever. And I think he's just going to go off and him and his wife go off and make a bunch of money.
Because they were influential in the first Trump presidency, were they not?
Oh, they were tremendously. Jared was the one who designed the Trump's Middle East plan for a peace plan that went absolutely nowhere. But yeah, they were tremendously involved. I would swear that at least once a week in the news, we heard something about them.
So for people that are concerned, and I'm watching the TVs in here, one of them is talking about liberal, what did it say just now on Fox News, something about meltdowns or something along those lines. You are a professor of law as well. For people that are just apoplectic about the results of the election, explain to them, if you will, please, how, you know, that there are constitutional guardrails in effect, despite what was said during the campaign about this or about that or the other thing, that we do have a constitution in this country and there are institutions, even though Trump won popular vote and he won electoral landslide, that there are other people in the country and that it doesn't have to be all one way for those people that are worried about that, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure. So remember, first off, when he got elected, you know, 8 years ago in 2016, he had a trifecta. He had control of the House and the Senate, and he certainly didn't get everything he wanted back then. And that's important to understand because we do have these basic things called checks and balances, separation of powers, federalism, a whole bunch of things. The Constitution requires that Congress pass bills, have to be signed by the president into law, that there's limits on what presidents can do in terms of executive orders. And I just mention all of that because, right, during the hysteria of the campaign, you know, he probably engaged in a lot of exaggerations. And it wouldn't be the first candidate to do that. And people were all kinds of fears at the end of the day that, yes, we do have a constitution, that, yes, the Senate is going to be required to confirm his nominations to the courts, to the cabinet, and so forth like that. But yes, we saw from his first term that when he tried to change a bunch of executive orders, the court struck it down. The Constitution, as far as I know, still exists.
So real quick, I wonder about the political calculus as far as Donald Trump goes, because he always was this giant, larger-than-life figure, right? Well, he won, so now, is he still the kingmaker, or is it a wide open field? And do people really have to, like the Nikki Haley's of the world, do they pause for a minute before challenging him and positioning? Because let's face it, the election has already begun for 2028, has it not?
It has, and he's a lame duck already. Remember, he's not even in office yet. He's going to go to a second term. The Constitution prevents him from running for a third term. So he faces the problem of being a lame duck right off the bat. And That means on one level, he's got a lot of power because he's starting off in a new term. But on the other level, it means they don't have to fear retribution because he's going to be out of office in 4 years.
That's what I was wondering. And he's also going to be 78, 82 years old, I guess, by then. Thank you, David. I appreciate the time. I'm just trying to give everybody a voice in this nation because everybody does have a voice. At 6:30, we'll talk about manufacturing in the United States when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.